Blog Talk Radio.
Party and the Spirit of America Party book. I'm in good voice so far. How are we doing today, my fellow Americans? I've come to the conclusion that there's only 25% of us left in the nation. I did see a poll today that says we may be up to 33%, but I sort of wonder. President Fruit Loops loses the world, and he's even gone as far as to lose outer space. We can no longer go to outer space because the Russians won't take us. And we've been bullied by the Russians. The media hid the pro-life plea not to kill more kids. There was very little coverage on the pro-life movement on Thursday. As a matter of fact, I only saw a little bit of coverage on OAN. Even the great Fox, the mighty Fox, who is now under attack by France. France is attacking Fox, and I defended Fox. I went right to the front lines and shouted, "Je suis Fox." Go Fox yourself. So while we're debating this great America, this great constitutionalized America, the land of the free and the home of the brave, while we were debating the fate of the 13-ounce football, 4,700 American babies were shredded to pieces, and their Social Security numbers were given to illegal immigrants. The New England Patriot investigation, created by jealous losers, has uncovered another part of this media-created scandal. Remember, I tell you all the time, never watch where the media wants you to look. Look for what they're trying to get over and around you. Never forget, the Democrat Party is the Communist Party. Communists do not play fair. There's big scandal now about the weight of how much air went in the football. And they've got a videotape that shows as the center is getting ready to hike the ball, it's getting smaller. And the center's ass is getting bigger. And they're all going to the videotape. It's unbelievable. Now they've uncovered another part of this big media-created scandal. Yeah, created by jealous losers, no matter how you cut it. All they had, the Patriots had to do was score 8 points, and they would have won. So, and no, we're not going to allow beach balls in place of footballs. And speaking of beach balls, it's almost beach time in the Soviet Union. There's one town in Siberia that has an average temperature of minus 60 degrees Fahrenheit below zero. And today, it went up with the global warming. It went up to minus 59 degrees Fahrenheit below zero. And everybody's out, and they're drinking mint juleps, and they're wearing Hawaiian shirts. It's unbelievable. They got us fighting everybody but the enemy. We fight vampires. We fight zombies. We fight aliens from outer space while we're being killed by aliens from inner space. Yes, we're doing great. As a nation, we're right up there. Yeah, we have no more allies. The coalition of the willing is down to St. Kitts and the Caribbean, and only for one day will they come to fight. And that's unless there's Junkanoo. If there's Junkanoo celebrations, they're not coming. Yes, and we got a president that can't speak to the Prime Minister of Israel, but he's got a gypsy woman in a bathtub reading his fortune from Fruit Loops and milk. Unbelievable. With green lipstick. Oh, man. I'm glad he's not wearing the green lipstick. Then we'd really have a problem. I couldn't stand to hear that tune, the wearing of the green. Oh, man. So, videotapes now show that the concessions at Patriot Stadium, the Franks, are 1 inch shorter than all the other team stadiums throughout the country. In other news today, Representative Boehner has invited the Pope to visit the Congress, and the Pope has accepted, under the condition that no one tells a President Fruit Loops. And the good news is the Pope has appointed 3 Catholic cardinals to the Supreme Court. See, we can go around. We can do executive orders. He's not the only one. Everybody has a little executive order pad. And not only that, the real good news is these 3 appointed Catholic cardinals to the Supreme Court, they're going to be allowed to wear their football uniforms. Let me jump to a tune. We come back, we'll talk about the disillusion of the American people. And we'll dedicate this song to John Kerry, Hanoi John, the lying appeaser, from the Party of Death, formerly the Democrats, now the Communist Party. And John was ahead of the curve. He served in North Vietnam during the war.
Johnny is a joker. He's a bird. A very funny joker. He's a bird. But when he jokes my honey, he's a dog. He's joking, ain't so funny. What a dog. Johnny is a joker that's trying to steal my baby. He's a bird dog. Johnny Johnny sings a love song
like a bird.
Sings the sweetest love song
you ever heard.
But when he thinks of my gal,
what a howl.
To me he's just a wolf dog
on the prowl.
Johnny wants to fly away and put the love, my baby,
the bird dog.
Hey bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey bird dog, you're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you better leave my lovely love alone. Hey bird dog, get away from my chick. Hey bird dog, you better get away quick. Bird dog, you better find a chick and little love your own. Johnny kissed the teacher,
he's a bird.
He tiptoed up to reach her,
he's a bird.
Well, he's the teacher's pet now,
he's a dog.
Well, he wants, he can get now.
Well, what a dog.
He even made the teacher let him sit next to my baby.
He's a bird dog.
Hey, bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey, bird dog, you're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you better leave my lovely love alone. Hey, bird dog, get away from my chick. Hey, bird dog, you better get away quick. Bird dog, you better find a chick and little of your own.
Okay, we're back. The Weston Center for Journalism, informing and equipping Americans who love freedom. I have a little article, and they say that John Boehner and House Republicans are finally starting to get the message. Right from day one, we got to slap them down, man. If you don't slap them down in the beginning, they will slap you down in the end. Last week, they passed a bill that would fund the Department of Homeland Security and deny DHS the funds to execute Barack Obama's unconstitutional executive amnesty decree. But the future of this bill in the Senate is uncertain. We are already hearing whispers from Capitol Hill that Senate Republicans may capitulate to Obama and the communist minority. And in the spirit of so-called compromise, scuttle the language that denies Barack Hussein Obama the funds to implement his unlawful decree. And I noticed they had a vote the other day. I think it was a pro-life vote. And two Republican women betrayed the party. And they must be punished right now. They got to be removed. They get nothing and only the door. And you know what? It's time they went back to church.
I don't care how many contemporary songs they make. I love old school gospel.
I need a hand clapping, foot stomping.
I need a church.
Church, where I can pray this name. Hand clapping, foot stomping. Church. Where I can pray his name. I've got to get to the altar to leave my burdens there. I need a church where I can pray his name. I need a hand clapping, foot stomping.
Come on, hands.
Church where I can pray his name.
Oh.
Hand clapping, foot stomping.
A church.
Church where I can pray.
need a Jesus. See, we're in that church.
Grasstops USA says an Islamic terrorist attack on U.S. soil may be imminent, and it's increasingly likely that it will come from an individual who resides in the USA. An individual who has traveled abroad to join a terrorist organization and comes back into the USA. And it may happen because Barack Obama and his loony left-wing allies. Left-wing is a bad description. Communist is left-wing. So don't be afraid to say the word communist. Apparently believe that American citizens and foreign nationals who join Islamic terrorist organizations have the right to come and go into the United States as they please. And I see in the news tonight, Cruz is introducing legislation to remove your citizenship if you turn rat. And not only that, but I hope he's adding to it that you can't have two passports, because Jesus says you can't serve two masters. You will love one and hate the other. And you don't need two passports if you're a real American. You only need one. So, having said that, I'm hoping that we can reverse the splinter groups that have been decimated in the United States under the communist tactic stolen from the Romans of divide and conquer. And it's time that we, everybody, gel so we can become a nation once again.
When boyhood's fire was in my blood, I read of ancient freemen, of Greece and Rome who bravely stood, 300 men and freemen. And then I prayed I yet might see our fetters rent in twain, and Ireland long from that time through wild woe, that hope had shone a far light, nor could love's brightest summer glow outshine that solemn starlight. It seemed to watch above my head through foreign field and fane. Its angel voice sang round my bed, and nation once again, a nation once again, a nation once again. And Ireland long a province be, a nation once again. So as I grew from boy to man, I bent me to my bidding, my spirit of each selfish plan and cruel passion ridding. For thus I hope someday to wade, nor can such hope be vain, when my dear country shall be made a nation once again.
You could change the name Ireland to Our Land. You know that Jesse Ventura has sued the wife of the Navy SEAL, Chris Kyle. And he won in court. Apparently, the story goes, he was in a bar and Jesse was bad-mouthing the SEALs and Chris Kyle and knocked them down. And Jesse said it didn't happen, and so the court decided that Jesse was telling the truth and Kyle was lying, and they gave Jesse $2 million. Not satisfied with the $2 million that he's taking from Kyle's widow, and may she make a lot of money on this movie, but he went back for another $200,000 in extra expenses. He's a pig in a blanket, man. So I happened to get on a website that was supported by SEALs, retired and active, and some were defending Ventura. But usually when you see a website and it's sort of pro one way, and the only websites I look for are pro-American websites. I don't waste my time with the communist crap, because you can't change their mind. They're hell-bent on destroying the country. And you'll never win an argument with them because you're interfering with their goal. So I went on a website, and I suspect that some of the guys who said they were SEALs were really not SEALs, because they were knocking Kyle's wife and Kyle. So I said what I had to say, and then I came across another guy's blog, and man, he was really, really tearing into Kyle and the mission of Navy SEALs and Kyle's wife, and he was making up stories of why the American military is no good. So I just responded, because you never win an argument with these guys. I just responded with the following. And every Wednesday, we're all going to have chocolate pudding. I love fairy tales. So I just happened to see somebody else responded, and this guy voted for Obama twice. Okay? Now, this guy does not say that he is a Navy SEAL. And he says, as for Obama, I voted for him not once but twice. I believed him to be the best candidate running. I had a tremendous amount of hope that he would change things. But in spite of his initial promise, he has largely disappointed me. Oh, he has failed to close Gitmo. You want to know something? You can get rid of everybody that's there. This is a 50-year war. We're going to be filling it back up again with another president. Two, he has targeted Americans overseas for assassination. That is his greatest, what I consider, crime. It is impeachable. We plain and simply do not assassinate people. This guy definitely was never a SEAL. And he has allowed the NSA to rule unchecked. This is a real total left-wing guy. And he's looking for a reply. The reply would be the national anthem. So, how sad. You voted for him twice and he's disappointed because he wasn't more of a communist than he was. Who is the biggest world loser? And who's the second? The biggest loser is the American people. The second biggest loser is Obama bin Laden and his Communist Party. The third biggest loser are the Rhino bootlickers. And the fourth biggest loser is the Snake Department, that mini UN headed by Hanoi Jung. Let's dump the bad tea in the harbor. And that's the Spirit of America Party radio show. So, I got to play this one. This is for our Jewish allies who are going to die with us when Iran completes their 200 nuke program. guess who that singer was. You can guess who that singer was. I'll buy you an ice cream. Great Al Jolson. Isn't that something? That's, I don't know how I got that. I was shopping the tunes. They used to be free. And I noticed, I was looking for Al Jolson songs, and I saw that one, and somebody had, in parentheses, very rare. So I have it, and you're welcome to it. I like spreading the gospel. Okay. Something comes to mind while I'm listening to Hatipa. And you know, Jewish people are bigger drinkers than the Irish. Did you know that? We have about maybe 100 drinking spots. And the Jewish people, they only have one, but it's very, very potent. It's like a Jewish, a Mexican a drinking song. It's called Haba Tequila. Okay, so Bibi Netanyahu, who has to win this next election, and I know that the CIA and the state, especially the State Department is trying to undermine Netanyahu's position in Israel. They're trying to shut him down. So it's very important that Bibi wins that election. And I'll tell you why. Because the ingredients for World War III are almost complete. And it looks like it is going to start in the Middle East. And it's going to be a very sad day. And one thing I got to make mention of that I seen tonight, and I don't know if you saw it, but this very wealthy king, Abdullah, who died at 90 years old, the king of Saudi Arabia, he was buried today, wrapped in cloth, in an unmarked grave, with only a headstone at the foot and a headstone at the head. In keeping with the Muslim tradition that all Muslims are the same before God, which is a very nice tradition. So we will say, have a good journey. And so having said that, that Bibi Netanyahu is a guest on the Charlie the Communist Rose show. And I think he's on PBS, which is the Perverted Bestiality System. And Charlie is talking about peace in the Middle East. And Netanyahu turns to him and says, it only takes two nukes to wipe out Israel. The Iranians are building 200. You know who they're for, Charlie? They're for you. They're for the USA. The great Shaitan. We are the little Satan. The USA is the great Satan. And Charlie goes, they can't attack us. That would be against the law. Yeah, he didn't say that. He knows all the words to Kumbaya, except on the bridge when he has to gurgle blood. Yeah. Never again, Charlie. Never again. Okay, having said that, I'm going to dedicate a tune to King Abu.
I'm not afraid to die. نارين دول ولا عليك قلبي بيسألني عليك أتريني بفكر فيك قمرين دول ولا عليك قلبي بيسألني عليك أتريني بفكر فيك معقول أكون حبيت
Okay, we're back while the boys sing off on the horizon. The Middle East is a mess, and I'm recalling a story told by Bridget Gabriel. She was, I believe, born in Lebanon, and they lived through the jihad takeover of Lebanon. And she recalls how every day she used to go out, cave, and pick dandelions and little flowers to eat for dinner. And that she dressed in her finest dress, believing that she was, when she went out, she used to say goodbye for the last time to her parents. And I think she was in that cave for about 5 years. And you know who rescued her from annihilation? The Israelis. And I think she went to Israel and she got an education in Israel. And I think she became a journalist. But to hear her, she can tell you about the Middle East and its horror. And it's really sad. Now, Yemen sits on the border of Saudi Arabia. And because Yemen has now fallen under the control of Iran, the Saudis are getting ready to build a fence. And I think the fence is going to be 600 miles long. Bet you that they're going to build that fence in so fast that a lot of politicians here in the country are going to say, look what they can do, and we're still waiting 20 years for a fence. It's a shame. It's really a shame that our own government is our worst enemy. So, having said that, I also thought about anybody that's 14 years, maybe more. When would you say a kid becomes savvy to what's going on around him? Would you say 8 years old? So if you take 8 years and you add it to 14 years when the WTC came down, that means kids up to the age of 22 have no idea what happened on 9/11. And the communists don't want them to know. They don't want them to know that for the first time in American history, we received the greatest military defeat in the history of the United States. The casualty rate was higher than Pearl Harbor, and Pearl Harbor was all American soldiers and sailors and aviators. So you got, 14 and 8, 22 years of kids up to the age of 22 that have no idea what has happened. We're in this war 14 years. If you're 8 years old, in 10 years, you'll be eligible to go fight in the Middle East or go fight in a town that has fallen to our enemies. And it may be here. You may be able to go home for lunch. It is really sad, very sad.
So, what else is in the news? Praise His name. I already did that. We had a spiritual. I was thinking of those black singers singing that highly captivating spiritual love of God song. And I asked myself while I'm listening to that soul music, how come those little parishioners, those little parishes, never get the attention that the communist, what do they call it, liberation theology people, where they infiltrate the church as a communist move and take it over? Guys like Reverend Wright, who stands up and says, God damn the United States. And the smidgens have come home to roost. The chickens have come home to roost. But Obama said there's not a smidgen of betrayal in my heart. And somebody said the smidgens have come home to roost. It is really sad. And those people never get heard of. They never get heard from. All we get to see are the thugs. The thuggies. You know where the word thug comes from? It comes from the word thuggee. And thuggies is an Indian cult who worship the goddess Kali, the goddess of death. And usually they murdered people by strangling them with their turbans. They would take their turban off and wrap it around your neck and strangle you. And they were called the thuggies. And that's where the word thug comes from. The thugs of Ferguson. The thugs of Staten Island. And the communists never let a good crisis go to waste. And they tried to turn the populace against the police. That's a communist tactic. Now, you're going to tell me that Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, Reverend Wright, who's got a $5 million house on Lake Michigan, are the only representatives of the black people in this country? There's nobody else? So, show a little respect for those people that go to those spiritual churches, because they're trying to survive in a drug world, in a crime world, and they can't leave. They're trapped. They can't leave. And the only safe day is Sunday when the sun comes out at 9 o'clock in the morning when they go to services and sing about God. How's that grab you? And they have no representation. NAACP don't represent those people. NAACP represents the NAACP, the National Association for the Advancement of Communist People. It's been hijacked, just like the Democrat Party has been hijacked. The Democrat Party is now the Communist Party. And I can't find my Star Spangled Banner that I wanted to play for you. Maybe it was under 911 Star Spangled Banner. You know, you got to learn how to properly label, and I don't do a good job of it. How do you label songs so that you can find them easy? Well, I guess I'm... Nope. 911 NYPD. Want to play that one? I don't think that's it. Let's see what it sounds like.
Oh, I'm so glad those bad policemen are getting their just desserts. It's about time we got some justice, we New Yorkers, and they can boycott all they want. I don't care. Oh, there's five guys coming down the street. They're wearing hoodies. I'll cross over. Oh, they crossed over too. Oh, it's a good thing. One of them's got a hammer. Two of them have hammers. You know what? I'm going to reach for my trusty cell phone. I'm going to call 911. They'll be here right away. They better be. I pay their salary. 911. Hello? Help! Help! Why isn't 911 answering? Listen, I'll give you a description. They're wearing dark clothes. That's all I'm allowed to say. Help! Help! Please answer the phone. Pick up the phone.
There's something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
There's something weird and it don't look good. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Okay, man, just finish that chalk outline. And are there any witnesses? No. There's one witness, but he doesn't want to be seen in public. He's talking through the mailbox. Okay, what happened?
It was very horrible. He kept screaming and he kept...
Did he have any last words?
Yes, his last words were, De Blasio sucks.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. A bartender, a champagne, and play the war song.
Can you see
I couldn't find it. I was looking for it. I have a clip of the World Trade Center interview with President Bush, and then it goes into A Star-Spangled Banner by a Southern Girl. Very touching. Very touching. And you hear live witnesses describing what happened at the World Trade Center, which you'd never want your children to see. And I started to tell you that jihad is getting stronger. It is getting stronger. And ISIL seems to be the one on top. And Iran is starting to encroach upon Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Kuwait, Oman, UAE. As a matter of fact, they've already taken some islands off of Oman. There's a dispute there. It's been going on for years. And also islands off the UAE. There's a dispute there. But the one that gives pause for concern is Bahrain is so small. It's just one little island, one tiny island. And the U.S. fleet is holed up there. And the Iranians are now saying, and they have been saying for a while, that they're using the same tactic that Saddam Hussein used when he said that Kuwait was a part of Iraq. And the Iranians are now saying that Bahrain is part of Iran. And there is a strong Shia population in Bahrain. And the Bahrainis have been very good to the United States. And the one redeeming factor that they have militarily is there's a bridge, unless the Iranians blow it, there's a bridge into Bahrain from Saudi Arabia. Yemenis do a lot of work in Saudi Arabia. That's where they can make some money, because they were a very poor country. Osama bin Laden's mother is a Yemeni. So there are a lot of Sunni Yemenis. But apparently it looks like the Houthi have taken over Yemen. Now, the Saudis and the Kuwaitis and the Emiratis and the Omanis, they use the United States and Great Britain for their military protection. And you'll see them at parades, but they really don't get involved. However, I do believe that the basic Saudi can be very militaristic. If you look at their flag, they have a sword on it. And they are the ones that introduced Islam to the rest of the world when they came riding out of the cities of Mecca and Medina. So, if they come out to play, it's going to be real bloody. The Russians are making a fortune selling weaponry. You won't see one American piece of equipment unless it was left behind by Obama bin Laden, on his pullout of Iraq, his Mogadishu mile, and he's yet to do the one out of Afghanistan. And I pray that every jihadi and his mother doesn't come in for the kill. But I wouldn't be shocked if one morning I turn on the TV and there's a whole bunch of Americans about to have their throats cut. This man has done more to destroy the U.S. military. And I would also call your attention to the fact that there are guys rotting in Leavenworth. Rotting in Leavenworth on charges of premeditated murder on the battlefield. And I would ask somebody who's decent to look into those charges and convictions and examine them very closely and see if you can overturn any, because there's not one life rotting in jail. There's a whole family rotting in jail because their breadwinner is now incarcerated. and their lives are over as a family. And that's not the American way to punish the family, the wife and the kids. Not when we got money for strangers who break the law to get here. And the communists hold up the helpless while they make other people helpless. Say, look at this little innocent child, this poor baby. Don't you have any compassion in heart? This baby wants to come to the United States. Where is your compassion? Or what? Abortion? Kill every one of them. Were they Americans? Kill them all. Yeah. 3,000 die a day at planned slaughterhood. 1,200 are white, 1,100 are black, and 700 are Latino Negroes. Is that the American way? And judges sit on the Supreme Court and say it's okay? The last time I saw judges saying murder was okay was 1938 in Nuremberg, as they started to select who was going to die based on their race and religion and impurity. You know what's going to happen? Nobody's going to sing songs about you. We're back. And let's see, a couple of things. Oh, yeah, the communists are now exploiting Sandy Hook again because they want to grab everybody's guns in the United States so they can enslave America. This has nothing to do with Sandy Hook. And Sandy Hook needed armed guards in that school. That was between two police stations, that school, within 5 miles of that school. And they didn't have a roving patrol that should have looked in on all the schools in the area. A gun-free zone sign never stopped a bullet. Have you noticed all over the world terrorists have Russian AK-47s? Americans need more automatic weapons. We're outgunned.
there are times. You remember that whole bank holdup in California about 8-10 years ago? The two bandits, the two bank robbers had automatic weapons. The cops only had pistols. And a lot of cops got killed. Have you noticed all? Oh, and here's another thing. No cop should operate alone. If, whether you're walking a beat or riding a car, there should be two cops in the car, and there should be two cops on the beat. No cop should stand alone out there. That's asking for trouble. Have you noticed all over the world, terrorists have Russian AK-47s, and they have rocket launchers, all Russian rocket launchers. Americans need more automatic weapons. We're outgunned. And there are times when a 911 call is a death sentence. We need instant trigger time, not more choke, chalk, and paper cups. This is an obvious gun grab by the Communist Party de la Muerte, formerly the Democrats, and their rhino stooges. Only Ted DeCross can save us now. More tea, anybody? We'll close with a song, and that will be it for us tonight. Oh, okay. Let me see. We'll give you the Chapel of Dreams. Nice doo-wop sound.